89.9.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is the difference between wisdom from earth or hell and that which is from above, part one. My scripture is from James 3, 13 through 18. My text is James 3, 13, which states, who is a wise man and endured with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. The apostle in these verses shows the difference between men's pretending to be wise and their being really so, and between the wisdom which is from beneath, from earth or hell, and that which is from above. These verses could be called the tale of two cities, the realm of wisdom contrasted with that of selfish ambition. The one from above leads to peace, while the earthly one leads to disorder. We have some account of true wisdom with the distinguishing marks and fruits of it. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. A truly wise man is a very knowing man. He will not set up for the reputation of being wise without laying in a good stock of knowledge. And he will not value himself merely upon knowing things if he has not wisdom to make a right application and the use of that knowledge. These two things must be put together to make up the account of true wisdom. Who is wise and endued with knowledge? Now this is the happy case of any there will be these following things. Number one, a good conversation. If we are wiser than others, then should we be evidenced by the goodness of our conversation, not by the roughness or vanity of it? Words that inform and heal and do good are the marks of wisdom, not those that look great and do mischief and are the occasions of evil, even in ourselves or others. True wisdom must be known by its works. The conversation here does not refer only to words, but to the whole of men's practice. Therefore, it is said, let him show out of a good conversation his works. True wisdom does not lie in good notions or speculations so much as in good and useful actions. Not he who thinks well or he who talks well is in the sense of the scripture allowed to be wise if he do not live and act well. True wisdom may be known by the meekness of spirit and temper. Let him show with meekness. It is a great instance of wisdom prudently to bridle our own anger and patiently to bear the anger of others. And as wisdom will evidence itself in meekness, so meekness will be a great friend to wisdom. For nothing hinders the regular apprehension, the solid judgment, and impartiality of thought necessary to our acting wise, so much as passion. When we are mild and calm, we are best able to hear reason and best able to speak it. Wisdom produces meekness, and meekness increases wisdom. We have the growing of these taken away, who are of a contrary character to that now mentioned, and their wisdom exposed as in all its boasts and productions. If you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not. Pretend what you will and think yourselves ever so wise, yet you have abundance of reason to cease your glory. If you run down love and peace and give way to bitter envying and strife, your zeal for truth are conforming to established doctrine, and your boast of knowing more than others, if you employ them only to make others hateful and to show your own spite and heart burnings against them, are a shame to your profession of Christianity and a downright contradiction to it. Lie not thus against the truth. Envying and strife are opposed to the meekness of wisdom. The heart is the seat of both, but envy and wisdom cannot dwell together in the same heart. Holy zeal and bitter envying are as different as the flames of seraphim and the fire of hell. The order of things here laid down: envying is first and excites strife. Strife endeavors to excuse itself by vainglorying and lying. And then, hereupon, ensue confusion and every evil work. Those who live in malice, envy, and rivalry live in confusion and are liable to be provoked and hurried to any evil work. Such disorders raise many temptations, strengthen temptations, and involve men in a great deal of guilt. One sin begets another, and it cannot be imagined how much mischief is produced. There is every good work, there is every evil work, and in such wisdom as produces these effects to be glorified in, this cannot be without giving the lie to Christianity and pretending that this wisdom is what it is not. Whence such is the wisdom cometh? It descendeth not from above, but ariseth from beneath, and to speak plainly, it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. It springs from earthly principles, acts from earthly motives, and is intent upon serving earthly purposes. It is sensual, indulging the flesh, and making provision to fulfill the lusts and desires of it. Are, according to the original word, psychical, it is animal of human, and mere working of natural reason, without any supernatural light. And it is devilish, such wisdom being the wisdom of devils, to create uneasiness and to do hurt, and being inspired by devils, whose condemnation is pride, 1 Timothy 3:6, and who are noted in other places of Scripture for their wrath and their accusing of the brethren. And therefore, those who are lifted up with such wisdom as this must fall into the condemnation of the devil. January 15, 2025, by Mary Kirkhoster. FD proposes limiting nicotine in cigarettes. Other tobacco products, the level of nicotine would be capped at 0.7 milligrams per gram. The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday proposed a new rule limiting nicotine levels in cigarettes and other traditional tobacco products. The FDA said the move would reduce the addictiveness of tobacco products and make it easier to quit, reducing millions to premature deaths. Reducing millions to premature deaths. The Federal Health Agency also said it would help prevent people who experiment with cigarettes or cigars from developing addiction and using those products regularly. More tobacco use among middle, high school students hits 25-year low. If the rule is finalized, the United States would be the first country to impose such a limit, the FDA said. Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven. Therefore, let us speak with meekness, wisdom from above, trusting in the Lord. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is overcoming fear. Fear is big business in the 21st century. Whether we turn on the evening news, listen to the radio on the way to work, or watch people overtake the Capitol, we are bombarded by messages that are intended to induce fear, anxiety, apprehension, and hopelessness. We are reminded time and time again that the world is a dangerous, unpredictable place. So it's no surprise that you will sometimes experience fear. The seven most common fears are fear of criticism, fear of poverty, fear of death, fear of failure, fear of offending others, fear of looking foolish, and fear of success. What are you afraid of? And more importantly, how can you overcome your fears? Well, here are a few ways to help you overcome. First, understand that fear is one of society's greatest commodities. Modern media constantly barrages you with fear-provoking, attention-grabbing headlines designed to capture your thoughts and redirect your life. Your task is to combat fear with faith and maintain a positive attitude. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Second, study God's word and trust God's promises. Studying God's word is important because it is hard to trust what you do not know. God's promises give you faith, hope, and courage. When you are afraid, his promises will comfort you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Third, guard your thoughts and your heart from the anxieties and distractions that might cause you to stray away from his path. When you encounter situations that make you afraid, turn your thoughts and prayers to God. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And finally, love God and your neighbor. Now you may be thinking, what's love got to do with it? Well, John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment, so the one who is afraid is not perfected in love." Remember, all of us have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to pray, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Be safe and stay encouraged, my friends. And when fear knocks at your door, answer with faith. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.